Did you listen yesterday to the Bible story about Naaman? He was sick with leprosy, and God used Elisha to heal him. Again in 2 Kings chapter 5, we learn more about this. Naaman wanted to give Elisha a present, but Elisha said, "No, I will not accept it," for he wanted Naaman to know that God was the one who had healed him. Naaman started home to his own country, but when he had gone just a little way, Elisha's servant Gehazi said to himself, "It's a shame my master would not accept the present Naaman wanted to give him. I'm going to run after him and ask for something for myself." When Naaman saw Gehazi running after him, he stopped his chariot and said, "Is everything all right?" "Oh, yes," Gehazi answered, "but my master Elisha has changed his mind. He sent me to tell you that after you left, two young men, prophets' sons, came to visit him. He asked you to give them a wedge of silver and two sets of clothing." "I'll give you two wedges of silver," Naaman replied. So Naaman gave Gehazi two wedges of silver and two sets of clothing. Then Gehazi hid the silver and clothing, for he did not want Elisha to know about it. But the Lord had already told Elisha. So when Gehazi came and stood before him, Elisha asked him, "Where have you been, Gehazi?" "Nowhere," Gehazi lied. Elisha replied, "Didn't I know it when Naaman stepped down from his chariot to meet you? Is this a time for us to take money and clothes? And now, because you have done this, Naaman's leprosy shall be on you and on your children forever." And as Elisha spoke, the leprosy covered Gehazi, and he went out with white splotches of leprosy all over his body. Elisha would not take the money from Naaman because he wanted Naaman to realize that you cannot buy a gift from God. The Bible says, "For the wages or payment of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." We cannot buy salvation. God offers it free. Have you received God's free offer of salvation? Have you asked the Lord Jesus to forgive your sin and be your Savior? Do you love Him because He took your punishment on the cross of Calvary? Receive Jesus as your Savior today. And as you read 2 Kings chapter 5 in your Bible, ask God to help you to be honest and to love and obey Him.